Hi there, this is Jacqueline, Andy Nelson's wife. For years now, you have been hearing our son Will tell about how fun it is to travel with Dad, order pizza, and swim in hotel swimming pools. Well, now our kids are grown up and have moved away, and Andy is spending more time at home. He likes to cook but doesn't do dishes. He and his dog track up the kitchen, and now he's decorating the house with horseshoe art. He is a dandy cowboy poet and humorist, but a lousy interior decorator. So give Andy a call at 307-360-8776 or email him from his website, cowpokepoet.com. Let's get him scheduled to perform at your next event. It works out great for all of us. You'll enjoy some outstanding entertainment. I'll get Andy out from underfoot, and we'll all have a fun weekend.
Well, by golly, we made it all the way back from the two hole.
Yeah.
Ouch. Ouch.
There's a poem in there
that's
somewhere.
Right. Yeah. Pine cones instead of corn cobs. What's the deal? Ouch.
Yeah. Yeah. Skunk right. Cabbage.
Let's. Ooh, smooth. How about some poetry, shall we?
Oh, let's quick.
You
yeah.
Betcha. Kent Rollins is riding along with us. Speaking of which, he's talking about the pain.
Many's the day that I have spent hauling hay and fixing fence. Many's the hour I've spent a straddle, bouncing my backside in the seat of a saddle. As times went by, the chores haven't changed, but my old body has. It doesn't react the same. The spills and the falls, well, they're getting to hurt more. Now each day's work seems like a whole month's worth of chores. Has the ground got harder? Am I insane? The things that used to be fun, they now cause pain. I think of the things that really do hurt. It's the irons in the saddle that seem to be the worst. Feels like there's a rock in the middle of my seat that sends a sharp throbbing pain plumb down to my feet. This sharp throbbing pain is the one I most fear, and when my old horse trots, well, it almost brings tears. I'd coped with this problem for quite some time, and I was ready to find a solution to this agony of mine, so I called the doc, and an appointment I made. I might have been a little embarrassed, but I sure wasn't afraid. I explained to Doc this little problem of mine, and he said, "Slip into this little gown, everything's gonna be just fine." Well, this little gown, it didn't seem to fit, and the part left sticking out was the part where I sit. I lay there on the table, my backside in the air. I said, "Hang on a minute, Doc, is that necessary? Does that part need to be bare?" Oh, he said, "This problem you've got, it's really nothing to avoid. It's really quite simple. It's a thing we call a hemorrhoid." A hemorrhoid? "Doc, well, what might be the cure?" He said, "Nothing major, but we're going to have to cut it off, that's for sure." "Cut it off?" I cried with fright. "Hang on a minute, Doc. I think a second opinion might be right." Oh, he said, "A second opinion, I really don't see the need." Well, that's when I gathered my hats and boots, and from his office I left with a sudden burst of speed. Felt as I was lucky to get out of there with my life, because no doc going to get near my backside, especially with a knife. As for this little problem, well, I still ain't got rid of it yet, but one thing's for certain, I won't go back to that crazy vet.
Oh, the pain. Oh, the humanity.
Ouch.
Oh, ouch.
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 Never going back there again. That's right. That's what we're talking
mm-hmm.
about.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Ouch.
Well, Yellowstone videos comes to mind. You know,
I am recently finishing a new CD project
uh-huh.
that has a poem titled "Tourist Tossing Season."
Oh dear!
Oh my!
Oh dear!
Oh my gracious! You know, you just can't make this stuff up.
No, you can't.
People running toward buffalo.
Yeah.
Bears. Grizzly bears.
Elk.
Oh, moose.
Moose.
Do you want to experience ouch?
Yeah, ouch.
Yeah?
Uh-huh.
Let one of them maul you.
Well, you know, and there are different grades of ouch, you know.
That's a true statement, yeah.
You know, a blood blister, yeah.
And a moose stomp.
And then there's a moose stomp.
Moose stomp.
And that's going to say ouch for a long time.
And a buffalo gore.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Well, and not only just you, but your vehicle, right?
Oh, my goodness sakes. You better tell the story about the bull that was in the
Miller's Hereford bull.
Yeah.
little gal driving a Toyota Celica.
Yeah.
And Miller's was moving their Cavy of bulls.
Yeah.
I guess you could call it a Cavy. There's sure. like 200 head of Hereford bulls.
There's a bunch of
going
them.
Going down the highway. And there's a bull standing right in the middle of her lane.
Yeah.
And he was relieving himself.
Right.
And he just wasn't moving fast enough for her.
For her.
So she just rolls forward and bumps him right in that onside hind leg. And the old bull just blew up.
Yeah.
Spun around and hooked a horn underneath that little Celica and hit her about three times. Boom, 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 boom,
boom, boom.
And just tore the front bumper right off that little car. And she didn't move, and she didn't move. And so I thought, well, shoot, maybe she got hurt.
Maybe she got hurt. Yeah.
Well, so I go walking up to her window, and I tapped on it, and she looked at me like, oh, where did you come from?
Yeah, yeah.
And I says, you all right? She says, I hit my lip. I moved the bumper and she went on her way.
Plastic all over the place.
Do not, if he is answering the call of nature, do not bump him.
Well, period. Even if he isn't answering the call of nature.
No.
I saw a picture, or I saw a video of, you know, they got the running of the bulls in Spain and such.
Yeah.
I saw one of those bulls take to an Isuzu.
Yeah.
An Isuzu Trooper. And popped the front tire, put a horn through the radiator, and I mean, just blood, guts, and feathers over the place.
Yeah. Yeah, so cars are not safe either.
Yeah.
And a buffalo will total your vehicle.
Oh, man. I heard a story from a fellow that... I think he was a paramedic,
first responder.
First responder of some type, up in Yellowstone. And it was walking down a trail next to the Yellowstone River, and he started seeing bits and pieces of a fishing creel and bits of fishing rod and lures and flies and stuff all over the trail, and but nobody around.
Nobody.
And he looks around, and all of a sudden he hears... Help! And this feller's up in a tree.
Yeah.
And I guess he was walking down the path and came across a moose and decided just to whack the moose with the fly rod just to get him out of the way.
No.
Yeah. Yeah. And
no.
And the moose stomped a mud hole in him. And he finally got away from the moose and climbed a tree. Was hurting pretty darn good.
I bet he was.
Yeah.
Luckily, he wasn't hurt so bad he couldn't climb a tree.
You know, it's good that moose could have killed him.
Well, yeah, and turn around, you know, kick a mud hole in him and then turn around and kick it dry.
Yeah, exactly right. Exactly right.
Holy moly.
Yeah. So,
different levels of ouch.
Okay, yeah. I know they look cute, but they're not.
Well, bull poker is another good one.
Oh, my goodness.
For ouch.
Oh, ouch.
Ring of fear or fire. Fear.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
Oh, my. That's a whole new level of ouch.
Well, yeah, and I think we need to score them by how high they get tossed.
Win $200 and pay for a ride in an ambulance.
Well, that won't cover an ambulance.
No, that's what I'm saying. That's exactly what I'm saying. We need to end the show.
What?
Yeah, Bren Hill's riding along with us, Too Hurt to Heal.
On a whirlwind run, you're a son of a gun. I never thought I'd regret the day I taught you to ride. On your way to the top, I'd like to tell you to stop, it wouldn't do any good. I know you've already tried. Little boys at the end of the drive saying, Daddy, can you take me this time? Holding close, wipe the tears from his eyes. Ain't it just like a memory of mine? But in the back of my mind, every time I watch you drive away, I keep it buried inside, along with everything else I've been meaning to say. You've broken 50 good bones, and I know you're not as young as you feel. So what happens next time if you get too hurt to hear? she's in it for life, she'd never say she regrets. The day she told you I do, you ride the best that you can. Turns back into your hand, you still get lucky sometimes. I know you're living right too. Little boy's at the end of the drive, and you finally make it home again. Hold him close, wipe the hair from his eyes. I remember how long it's been, but in the back of my mind, I watch you drive away, I keep it buried inside, along with everything else I've been meaning to say. You've broken 50 good bones, and I know you're not as young as you feel. So what happens next time if you get too hurt to heal? Like a war plan, hope for absolute worst. If your dreams get shattered, son, by a wheelchair or a hearse. It's in the back of my mind every time, watch it drive away, I keep it buried inside, along with everything else I've been meaning to say. You've broken 50 good bones, and I know you're not as young as you feel. So what happens next time if you get too hurt to heal? What happens next time?
Well, that signals the end of another Clear Out West radio show.
Ouch.
That hurt.
Uh-huh.
Owie.
Ow.
Owie.
Ouch.
Ouch. All right.
Well, I like the story you tell about your electrician.
Which
when
one?
When he was got into a hard pull with some wires and a pair of needle nose pliers. Oh.
Yep.
Baby.
Self-inflicted. Friendly fire.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hurt by friendly fire. I thought you were talking about the guy that was working in the center pivot box.
Oh, that one too?
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Melted his screwdriver clear down to the handle.
I've seen that too. Yeah.
I mean, the flash that came out of that and how far it threw him, I was just amazed. Absolutely amazed. And then the coworker that took a half gainer off the top of the tower.
The tower?
The center pivot tower.
That's a long way.
He'd have really been hurt had it not been muddy and wet, because that last tower was stuck.
Yeah.
And
that's
water,
the tallest one.
And the water just kept going and going and going. And he got up there and tripped and did a half gainer and landed on his back flat on the ground. Ouch. Ouch. Yeah. What about hoof knife cuts?
Oh, those are the best.
Oh, them and the sharp hoof scrapes.
Yeah.
On your arms.
Sharp hoof edge.
Man. Yeah. You bought me years ago a pair of gauntlets to wear. And I have worn the snot out of those things, and that has been the best gift I have ever received.
Those cuffs are the best.
In my life.
Once you get used to wearing them.
You got to get used to wearing them.
It takes a little getting used to.
I can't put them over the top of a long sleeve shirt, but you don't need to.
No.
If you got a long sleeve shirt on, you're okay.
Yeah.
But, man, when you're shoeing in a T-shirt.
Yeah. Best. The best thing in the world.
It is. Absolutely.
Next best to the magnet.
Lots of things make you go ouch.
Ouch.
Pulled hammies.
the annual turkey bowl.
Hamstring pull. It's coming up.
It is.
Hey, folks, we want to stay tuned for next
week. That's right.
Buyer beware.
Beware.
That's right. So stay tuned.
I will.
And, folks, we want to thank you for taking us into your homes and into your feed trucks. And always remember,
don't stand behind a coughing milk cow.
Ouch.
Ouch.
That hurt.